This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Communication is everything. That if someone has an issue, we should speak up, explain ourselves, and clear the air. But what if sometimes the most powerful response is doing nothing at all? A recent TikTok from today's guest really resonated with us. In it, he talks about dealing with two-faced behaviour, and instead of reacting or confronting, he suggests doing nothing. So today we're unpacking that. When does silence become strength? When does reacting give away your power? And how do we communicate or choose not to in a world that constantly demands a response? Joining me is Mark Fennell. He is a high-performance coach who helps people rethink how they show up, communicate, and protect their energy. We're going into the real mechanics of communication here, the power, the boundaries, the self-trust, and knowing when your peace is the message. Mark, thank you for joining me on the show. First off, one of the main things that you really push is doing absolutely nothing when people are two-faced, because jealousy is often the real driver behind that. Can you explain why silence is sometimes a stronger response here than confrontation?
But I see it with clients all the time. They feel people are talking about me in the office or family or friend circles or WhatsApp groups you're not included in. And people are saying stuff that's not true. And you can spend a lot of time trying to firefight those stories. And the truth is, it's very hard to convince people otherwise when they've bought into that narrative anyway. But one thing I've seen is this. Most people will believe stories about you. People who do that and tend to believe the story, the first story they hear, they already had a negative opinion towards you anyway. It was just now you've given them ammunition. So this is why you can spend a lot of time wasting time. Now, bearing in mind, there is things like defamation in the world. There is things like, you know, if you have an opportunity to clarify something, absolutely do. But you can spend, especially in the online age now, I've worked with people who'd be considered influencers, and like, you've got trolls and people coming at you from all over the world. It's very hard to spend your life in the comments section trying to change people's opinions that are already made. So that's why sometimes when it's fueled by jealousy, there's no change in how they feel. You're not going to change their mindset, because the jealousy is the underrooting cause and problem. It's a them issue, not a you issue. So sometimes you kind of say like this, there's an old quote that says, those who mind don't matter and those who matter won't mind. And sometimes you have to remember that and say, do you know what, the people who know me, who I really care about, they know the real me, they know the real story. So let's not worry about those that are trying to, should we say, put me down in some shape or form. So silence is sometimes powerful.
Do you think when it comes to the jealousy part of this, I'm sure everybody will have had their parents say to them at some stage when they were a child, they'll come home annoyed about something and your mom will be like, ah, they're just jealous of you. And I feel that is something that's really common. What do you do if jealousy is something that's possibly appeared over time, that you might have been very close with, you know, somebody in your life for an extended period, and then all of a sudden it kind of goes that they've become two-faced, that they're talking behind your back? Is that often still driven by jealousy?
Yeah, it can be. And there's three kind of forms of, there's jealousy, then there's envy. And then there's also another root cause, which is not always jealousy. It's more about you're showing them where you're at in life, and they compare themselves to you. And then it reminds them of their own shortcomings. They kind of think, I could have done that, but I didn't. And it gives them a negative feeling. So what they actually do is that negative feeling, they turn against you. It's not that they're jealous of you. It's just you've done what they wish they could have done. And it reminds them of their lack of effort that they've put in, and though they don't like you for it. It's like the person who goes for the promotion and gets it. They were friends, but now that they've got their the manager, they're not so much friends, because the person now says, oh yeah, you're the manager now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't like you so much. Jealousy can form over time, especially if you've got a friend you've grown up with, or sibling rivalry. How common is that? I see that in businesses now. People in 40s and 50s in partnership with family members, and this is the stuff that comes out that was there probably 20 years ago. What happens is you grow up together, you're moving through life, and then you start to move or progress, and they don't like the fact that they interpret that you're doing better. You may not be doing better, but in their eyes you are, and that's the jealousy that comes in. And yes, that can happen over time. We can all be the same when we're all in college. It's all grand. But then when someone gets a better job than you, the next thing, what we do is we kind of stack ourselves up against them and go, they're doing better than me. But rather than go, how can I do better? Or am I content in my life? We kind of say, I don't like how they make me feel, even though it's all our own internal dialogue that's doing this. So that's how it can grow over time. And it can get worse over time, because people don't talk about it until maybe it comes out.
people mightn't even realize that that is the root cause of why they're upset with someone as well, or they feel bad about it.
This is the big thing. This is why I talk about it on Instagram so much, because people don't realize. It's the kind of scenario of, why does a person not like me and I've done nothing to them? Why are they mean to me when I've never crossed paths with them? What is the issue? And the person who's being mean to you doesn't even realize they dislike you, because inside they interpret you're doing better and they don't like how that makes them feel. So they now blame you. See, it's much easier to project your feelings than actually confront your feelings. So they now blame you. And that's why people will dislike people for no reason at all. But the big thing that most people miss, it's not always jealousy. Jealousy is, I want what you have. Envy is, I want what you have and I don't feel you deserve to have it either. Right? So it's a bit more sinister. If you've ever seen the movie Seven, you know, Seven Deadly Sins, it was envy was one of them, not jealousy. But then you have that whole comparison where the person's doing better. It makes me feel bad about my life. And rather than reflect on that, I take a dislike to the person because of it.
I imagine there is a fine line when you have relationships with people between nastiness and useful constructive criticism as well. How can you tell between something that might just be a constructive piece of advice or feedback or behavior on the flip side that actually might be rooted in jealousy and it might not be coming from a good place?
It might have an agenda behind it, you know. Well, I'd always say like this, always, you know, what's a good acid test for this in a way we can kind of see where we at is, look at the people who clap when you win, you know, and look at the people who are there when you're not. And those are generally your true blue people. They're the kind of the true colors, the real people. Some you kind of know people who are jealous. A little telltale is you get good news and you share it and they're like, oh, that's great. And they don't really talk about it. They don't want you to elaborate and they want to change subject fairly quickly. It's normally kind of a red flag. Now, if that kind of person then comes to you with advice, well, then you kind of have to question and go, well, you know what? They never really celebrate the wins with me. Do I want to be taking advice from them? Another way of looking at it is like this. Some people, when they see the gap in the door or they see an inch, they'll take a mile. This is my chance now to vent this negativity I have, project it onto them and make them feel bad. And you'll know by how they word it and you'll know by how you feel it. Like as humans, we have an incredible mind and, you know, it's fascinating. I'm a big lover of psychology and neuroscience, but our gut instinct is a lot more powerful and a lot faster than we realize at picking up on things. And if you're kind of saying, they're saying all the right things, but it doesn't feel right. There's something about them. There's something about their words or whatever way they're doing it. You're picking up probably on micro expressions along with passive aggressiveness and who knows what. But here's what I will say to you is, if it's a person you would not go to for advice, well, then it's also the same person you shouldn't take an opinion from unless you're taking it with a pinch of salt. That's a good way of kind of going, well, would I go to them if I was struggling for advice? Would they be my ride or die? Would they be there for me in the trenches if I needed? Do they clap when I win? You know, are they supportive? And all of these things are a good way of kind of making the measure of someone. It doesn't make them the enemy. You know, not everyone claps when you win, but most people, you know, what it does do is it makes you understand where the relationship lies with that person. So it doesn't mean you cancel people. It just means, you know, the lie of the land and who's your inner circle and who's not, kind of thing.
You kind of know where you stand. You can shape your daily life around that. Social media nowadays is fascinating because people who have these feelings towards each other or whatever it may be, or any type of negative opinion, you can very publicly express your opinion nowadays. And then the person that may be upset with that can also clap back or call them out or things like that. Has this had an effect on how people are facing negativity in person as well as online?
Yeah, I mean, negativity online, negativity in general is not nice, you know, whether online or offline, either way. I think the problem with social media, I mean, I love social media. I do a lot on Instagram and TikTok and such, but like, so I do love it. There's a lot of good in it, but there is also a lot of bad in it too, you know? And I think this is the problem we're faced with now, is that if it's online, it doesn't go away. It's 24/7. Like, I went through horrendous bullying when I was in school for years, physical, emotional, verbal, all sorts. And at least when I went home from school, it stopped. You know what I mean? It wasn't really present back then. But now it's 24/7. You know, it can come in at any time. And here's what happens. The bully now can find a group of people who agree with their you know, slanted views, and now there's a whole barrage of people coming at you. So this is where social media exasperates it. But whether it's online or offline, and this is why I coach people, and this is generally what I'll be working with people, it's fascinating because I work with people who are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and a lot of the same patterns show up. It doesn't matter about age. Building resilience is the key. And it doesn't mean that you don't care. It just means that you stop letting it in. And there's ways you can do that. And there's things you can do to protect yourself from it. And that's what I would say. Bruce Lee said it. He said, don't pray for an easy life. Pray for the ability to deal with a challenging one. And I think, oh, that's good, because now I'll be ready for whatever may come my way. So I think that's the key. Building resilience and looking after that and working on that. Like, I remember I brought out a course there before Christmas. It's on my website online, and it's about resilience and dealing with difficult people. And I said, I hope this, you know, will get a good reaction, but I put a lot into it, you know, and I was blown away with the amount of people said, oh my goodness, I never knew how to build resilience. We don't know that. We're never taught that. We're just told they're jealous and that's all we know. But knowing how to deal with that personally, internally, is key. And that's what I would say people should work on. And then you get to a stage where you don't care so much.
How do you build resilience then? Do you have any advice for that?
Yeah, I mean, well, number one, you know, why are we internalizing what they're saying to us? What is it doing? Is there truth in it? It doesn't matter if there's truth or not in it. Because it's like the puppet master. It's like, did you ever see a puppet master, the old school puppets, and they have a string on it on the puppet? It's like giving that control to someone else of us emotionally. Does that person deserve control? And it's really about understanding that. That's kind of the basic stuff, right? Understanding. Does that person deserve a right to control us? The answer is obviously no, they do not. Okay, but it does hurt. We do take it on board. It's like if you get like 10 people going, brilliant, great show, but then you get one person going, didn't like the show, or didn't like the music. It's like, that's the one you remember, isn't it true? Like, that's the one that sticks, right? Because this is the way our brain is geared. We're geared to, it's a threat detective system. It's not looking for the positives. It's looking what could be negative. That's how our brain's geared. So it's understanding what the narrative is playing through for us if someone says something bad or whatever else. Because what it will always lead to is self-doubt. Oh, are they right? Oh, was the show bad? Is there more truth to this than I know? And we go down that rabbit trail. But there is ways you can reconstruct that and have an instinctive response where, okay, I hear what they're saying, but it doesn't rob your peace. And there is work you can do on that. It's not something we could cover in probably 5 minutes, but you can work on how you respond. And that's what resilience is. You see, here's what I'm going to say. People say, oh, resilience means being tough. It doesn't. You know, it means being hard. No, it doesn't, right? Resilience is, it means that when knocked, I keep going. I don't stop. I don't quit. And that's resilience. It's being able to soldier through, not let the naysayers. We see it in sport all the time. The hecklers on the sideline, the other team trying to throw you off. The more focused you can get and blank that noise out, the more resilient and the better play you'll become. But yeah, so it's understanding what they're saying, and it's the real key is it about them now or is it about me? Are they projecting, or is the issue really with me? And more often than time, you'll see it's a them issue, not a you issue.
If people are listening to you this evening and want to find out more from you in particular and follow along with what you get up with, where can they find you on social media?
Well, Instagram and TikTok, markfennell.ie. It's on YouTube as well. I share lots of clips and tools and tips and stuff like that around that. And obviously the website, markfennell.ie. And if now that we've mentioned it, if people are interested in that course, it's on my website. So just click courses and it's there. So yeah, get in touch. The main thing I always tell people is if you're feeling off or you want to change something or fix something, don't do nothing. Because if you do nothing, nothing changes. Do something. Take a step in the right direction and it might just be the making of you.
Well, Mark, I really appreciate you joining me on iRadio's Great Chat this evening, a fountain of knowledge. I feel like I've learned a lot from this conversation as well. Thank you so much, and I'm sure we'll have you on the show again.
Thanks for having me.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.